Blog Talk Radio.
Pen moving and I'm grooving with the clock in my eyes. Time ticks, days slip and the nights fly by. World spinning, I'm living with a hopeful vision. Different thoughts for this mission, jumping off the cliff, free flying, gliding through a realm of new clouds. Finding what's been missing, I listen to premonitions. Looking in the mirror and the tears just piled up. Years of laughter, them empty chapters. Now I'm finding solace in the journey's captured. Laying over music with no theatrics, just facts, yep, and a beautiful canvas. Covered with a sketch documenting my antics. It speaks volumes. Look beneath the costume. Dig into the soil and watch the beauty blossom. A rare rose that grew from concrete and set free. I finally found me.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan of the show. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And I would love to hear from you. Send me an email, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you just heard Koof Knotts, where he's going to be on the show right now. And he's from Philadelphia. Yo, Philly in the house. He's one of the fastest emerging alternative artists. He's worked with Common, ODB, New York Dolls, Steel Pulse, Amos Lee and the Roots. He's opened up for Bruce Springsteen. He has a new album out. It's called Boombox Logic, and we're going to be rapping about that today. And I believe he's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Koof. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So you got this new album out, Boombox Logic. Where'd the name come from? Why Boombox Logic?
Well, Boombox Logic, it's like it's a mix of two things. The boombox comes from, you know, when you think of hip-hop, the foundation of hip-hop, you think of the elements of it, the breakdancing, the graffiti, the turntablism, and like one of the symbols that at least I always think of when I think about all that is that big boombox you see them carrying around on their shoulder. And out on the linoleum toes, the boombox was there. So I use that for that symbolism. And then the logic is really just tying in what the music is on the album, the actual beats and stuff. Like the music is more current and more up to date in what's going on now, whereas though the lyrics are from the old school. So it's just a mix of the two.
So you're from Philly. Where in Philly? You from South Philly? You're rapping about South Philly.
Yeah, well, I live in South Philly. I'm originally from Bryn Mawr.
Oh man. No hardcore hood stories that we can bring out here. You know that's like the symbol of a rapper. You gotta have like this hardcore hood, you know, man, I was shot 9 times, like 50 cents. You know, I don't know how to read, I didn't go to school, you know, now you're trying to break the myth. What's up?
Yep, I was born and raised out there. Then I moved to Philadelphia when I went to the Art Institute, and then I've just been living here since.
So you got a little artistic skills. What type of artistic? Graphic design, illustration?
Well, I went for video production. I'm still heavy into that. Do a lot of video and photography when I'm not doing music.
So how do you get the inspiration? The song I played to open the show, how did you get the inspiration for that song? Where did that come from?
Well, that song in particular, I remember I was living in Bryn Mawr at the time. I had just broken up with my girlfriend, and so I moved out to Bryn Mawr for a while. And I was going through a pretty rough period, and my friend Charlie had sent me that track because he knew I was working on a new album. And as soon as I heard it, it just, like, it spoke to me. And I just, really, that was like, I was using that song as a diary for what I was going through at the time. And just wanting to find, like, a peaceful place, and that's what came out when I heard that track.
Well, you know, I just had Nelson George on the show, and we were talking about hip hop and also just art in general being kind of like therapeutic for people and the way they express themselves. Is that true for you, you think?
It is so true. It's very therapeutic. I find myself, you know, even when I was younger, even before, you know, I really started writing and doing anything, any time I was going through something, you know, I turned to music. It just, I don't know, music, it gives you, it's like an escape. It gives you a place to go, get away, silence whatever's going on around you, and be in a nice personal place with that.
Well, I want to play another one of your songs. This is Sunny Philadelphia, because it is so not sunny in Philadelphia today. Ice chips, rain, snowstorm about to come, so we need some sun. So I'm going to play Sunny Philadelphia, okay?
We do.
All
okay, right. Philadelphia, that's where I spend my days. Small street love and real big dreams. The hipsters rocking they skinny jeans, and the hustlers lurk with their eyes on green. All this blood, the West Philly streets, old city, you'll find them small boutiques. And most my homies are sneaker geeks. 215, y'all mean the flavor gleam, just lean and take a stroll with us. Kick, push that board and roll one up. Today the sky's shining and we on top. The flies of women in real hip hop. The city's alive, heartbeat to the drum. Illuminated by the sun, it's a wonderful time. Illustrious vibes, no lie. Sunny Philadelphia, it shines.
Yeah, turn up that boombox. Drive slow through every block. Fresh friends and new hot time.
All right, I'm a little warmer now. I'm feeling a little warmer. I'm bopping my head and everything, but it is cold up in Philly, so we needed that sunshine. Look, so now talking about Philly, skateboarding, you rapping about skateboarding in there, and I remember it used to be a skateboard store. This might be before your time on near Fifth and South. This was back in the day. I don't know if you know about that one.
Yeah, yes, I did. It's actually a hip-hop store now.
Oh, real? See, look at me, old head that don't even know what's up, right?
Definitely, I remember that.
So what's some of your favorite hangout spots in Philly? Where you hang out to party? I know World Cafe Live, you're up in there a lot, man.
I'm there a lot. I do a monthly there, so I'm there pretty often. I go there to check out music a lot. I go to the Fire a lot to check out music. I go to, like, Little Dives to check out music. Mm-hmm.
When's the next time you're going to be at World Cafe? What's your next date at World Cafe and what time?
The next date, November 30th at 8 p.m. And it's this monthly I do called the Boombox Collective. It started out as a night to like, highlight and showcase local hip-hop arts. But it grew into something bigger and greater than that. Now it's just like an open platform. We showcase hip hop artists, but we also have visual artists there who are on stage painting. We have people who make their own jewelry come out and sell their jewelry. So it's a good networking spot, and we have about four or five musical acts throughout the night.
So that's going to be at the World Cafe Live here in Philadelphia, November 30th at 8 p.m., you said?
Yes. Yeah, correct.
So you got to open for Bruce Springsteen. I mean, how was that? I mean, what, like, when the call came, did you drop the phone and said, are you joking? I mean, like,
totally.
Tell me that story.
That was awesome. I got the call. So it wasn't even the whole group. It was just myself and Nora Whitaker. She was the singer in our band at the time. So she played keys and I was rhyming. She called me and told me about it, and I didn't believe her at first. I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah. There's a 88.5 XPN. There's a host on there, Helen Light, and Helen has been like very very supportive of us musically, and so she was able to put us on that show. And she called Nora called me, and it was crazy exciting. So, like, we got there, and not only were we opening for Bruce, but it was an Obama rally, and there was about 60,000-70,000 people there, and the energy there was so positive. It was one of my best shows to this date, like my favorite shows to this date for sure.
So who else would you like to open for? What other artists would you like to open for? And also, what other artists would you like to collaborate with?
I would love to open for Nas. This project he has with Damon Marley. I went and saw them recently at the Electric Factory, and it was amazing. I mean, just one of the best shows I've seen in a very long time. I would love to work with a number of artists and producers as well. One producer I would love to work with is Kanye. As much controversy as there is around him, his beats and music are ridiculous. I would love to collab with him. That's for sure.
Well, I want to play another song you have on your new album. If you're just tuning in, you can call in 646-929-0368. If you have a question, you're in the chat room. I want to thank you for all the love. I see you in the chat room. Feel free to type a question for Koof Knotts. But we're talking about Boombox Logic, and this is his song, Same Us, from his latest album, Boombox Logic.
Ever since I can remember, wanted to be the number one contender. I dreamed it all, I'd be a star. Highline, y'all, music's all I knew. Make them songs and make them true. Put your heart in all you do. Consequence so wonderful. Drum roll, time to go. Time to show, let the whole world know. Those sweat, those tears, those growing years. Sleepless nights, crazy fights. Money grind, that burning desire. Inside you got your own fire. Feeling how you inspire. Through the wire or the radio. Hitting gold inside your soul.
So a lot of times people think they're on the top of the world, they made it now, and you know, they can't be touched. How are you going to stay humble when you blow up, man, perhaps Philly, around the world, in France, or Africa? I mean, what's going to keep you grounded?
I think for one, my spirituality and just knowing who I am and where I've come from, and I'm very big on, you know, treating people how you like to be treated. So I couldn't see myself being, you know, crazy, big-headed or carried away by anything.
Well, since we're talking about your head, okay, you got really long locks. Now, how long did it take you to grow your locks that long?
8 or 9 years now.
Wow. And
yeah,
what made you make that move? Was that like a political statement, like, you know, I'm the true black man? I mean, or was it just like, you know,
it was
cool? I mean, what was the motivation?
At the time, I think it was just, you know, when you're younger, sometimes you're kind of rebellious. And it was just, I kind of feel like that was my way of being like, this is me just letting myself go and being who I want to be. And it doesn't matter what society thinks, you know, because there's a period when you're growing locks where your hair is just, it looks ridiculous. And then once, you know, once I started growing them, it was kind of like it gave me patience, you know, having to go through that period of it looking that way and having a vision of how you want it to be. That took a lot of patience and discipline, so it all tied in together with that.
So are you going to be touring outside of Philly anytime soon? Or are you going to any other cities or states?
Yes, we're actually in January we're going out. So our tour is going to go, it's going to start in Philly and go up to Portland, Maine, stopping in Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts. And then when we come back, we'll set up one to go down the other way, down south. And with that, we have a, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Kickstarter.
Right, I was going to mention that, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we started up a Kickstarter page to help us out with the touring. all the expenses that come along with touring. We started out.
Yeah, a lot of expenses. He needs to check out Kickstarter. Now, do you have a particular URL they can just go to Kickstarter and look up your name?
Yeah, so I think if you go to Kickstarter, you could either type in Koofnauts or put in Kickstarter / Koofnauts Boombox Logic Tour.
So now you said you grounded because of your spirituality. Let's talk a little bit about politics. You know, this Occupy Wall Street. What do you think about this new Occupy Wall Street? And are you going to get involved in that? And do you think you're going to make some kind of musical statement about that in the future?
Yeah, well, I think it's a positive, very, very positive thing. Anytime, you know, people come together for the greater good and are out on the front lines fighting for what they believe in, I think that's a positive thing. The first Friday of November, I'm going to do a show down at the Occupy Philly.
In front of King Hall?
Yeah. So, and I'm looking
forward
to
that. What time is that show going to be?
I believe it's going to be around 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on November
1st? Yeah, and that's the first Friday of November.
Oh, the first Friday. So that's next Friday, what is that, the 4th?
4th, is that what it is? Yeah, 4th.
Yeah, next Friday is the 4th.
So
you're going to be next Friday the 4th, yeah?
Next Friday the 4th at City Hall at 6 p.m. We're going to be performing.
Well, that'll be great. And if you guys can't make that, also check you out. You're going to be at World Cafe Live November 30th at 8 p.m., you said?
Yes.
So I'm going to play another one.
That's for the Boombox Collective.
That's the Boombox Collective. All right, I'm going to play another one of your songs. This is a little more hardcore. This is The Currency. This is called Boombox
nice.
Logic. Yeah, by Koofnauts.
And this is featuring another Philly artist, Reef the Lost Cause and Hezekiah Davis.
All right, well, we're going to play it.
Man take voice to hit the home run. Money make a man turn his back on his own son. Money have a man turn his head to his own gun. Cause the stock market crashed, he can't breathe. He robbed that man for money now, he can't see. He can't feed a baby cause she got a disease. We suck a dick to get a fix, she need money to team. It was all a dream to turn into a nightmare. Money make a man night fight fair, that's right, yeah. And right there is the status of my man. When money comes with a plan to tear apart a whole man like
that.
You know, that almost had a little, it reminded me of some reason Big Daddy came to my head. I don't know why, some sort of beat in there.
Right. Also, the cadence of his voice, that was Reese's voice. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So what old school rappers, what old heads do you like? What do you listen to?
Oh, I was a big Public Enemy fan, Eric B and Rakim, EPMD.
Mm-hmm.
Tupac. He's my favorite artist.
Okay. What about Biggie? Yeah,
listen to a lot of Digable Planets, The Roots, Tribe Called Quest. X Clan.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of X Clan too.
So now you're helping a lot of artists, not just musical artists, but you mentioned that you're collective shows, different things. I mean, has somebody mentored you? Did somebody help you? I mean, who's brought you in to the music industry?
I guess my first introduction into the music industry was through Philadelphia International Records, Gamble and Huff. When I was first getting into music, I was in a group with one of his sons, Khalif Gamble, and they brought me into the mix. And I grew up and went to school with Teddy Pendergrass Jr. So that whole Philly International mix, that's what brought me into the game, and I was introduced to the whole music and recording industry through that.
Well, let me just mention your website. You're Koofnauts, KUFKNOTZ.com. Also, you're on Facebook. Just look up Koofnauts Music. And you're also on Twitter, right, at Koofnauts?
Yes, at Koofnauts, definitely.
Yeah. All right, well, you guys, if you like what you're hearing today, I'm going to be giving away a couple of his CDs. So you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter, or become a fan on Facebook, just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and you could possibly win a copy of his album, Boombox Logic. So now you worked on this album. It has 14 tracks on there, and you worked with Mad Dragon Records. Now, how did you hook up with Mad Dragon Records?
Yes, I got hooked up with them through a guy named Andy Hurwitz. He used to work at Rope a Dope Records. He was running Rope a Dope Records, and then he started working at Mad Dragon Records. And I had planned, we had planned to do an album together on Rope a Dope Records, but since he left there and went to Mad Dragon, he took my album there and presented it to him, and they were digging it. They liked the album, so they wanted to get behind it and put it out. So that's how that came about. And they're like the first student-run record label, which is pretty cool.
Definitely, definitely. I remember XPN probably before your time. I won't tell you how old I am. But anyway, I was in the studio. I remember going to the little radio station down there. What was that, 32nd, 31st, and Chestnut or something? Yeah, I know what's up. I know what's up. But let's talk about your inspiration. What inspired you? I mean, you did this album, so now how you stay inspired? I mean, do you listen to other artists? Do you go take a walk? Do you do yoga? What's your process?
I listen to a lot of different artists and music. I mainly get what I write from is pretty much experience. Whatever I'm going through at the time, or what I have gone through, or maybe what a close friend is going through, I write a lot from that. And I also write kind of like as a lot of songs I write are what I would like to see happen or would like to see go on. I believe in, like, you know, if think and put your mind towards something, you can bring it to fruition. So a lot of my writing on my new album is in that way.
Well, it's very inspirational. I mean, there's a lot of young brothers that get into rap for the fame and the money and the girls and the hot cars and things like
right,
that.
Right.
I mean, is that what you did? You got a hot girl now? You got a great car? What's going on? Talk to me.
Well, I will say I definitely would love to get famous and make a living off of it, but that's not what I got into music for. I definitely got into it because, you know, I love it. It's very therapeutic, as you said earlier, and it's just something that I believe is just a part of me, and I was placed there to do. So I just follow that.
No girls. No girls. No, I'm just messing with you. I'm gonna do a couple fun questions, okay? Are you
cool.
A soda man or a juice man? You like juice or you like soda?
Oh, fresh squeezed juice.
All right. Are you a runner or are you a walker?
Walker for sure.
Yeah? Okay, do you like soaps? Do you like soaps or do you watch documentaries?
Documentaries. My brother, you know what though, my brother watches soaps all the time, and I got caught up in, what was it, maybe General Hospital for a quick minute.
Oh, he admitted that on you heard in your first, he was watching General Hospital. He's soft. Okay. are you, what kind of movies do you like? Are you like into like The Godfather, or are you into like Spike Lee joints? What's your deal? What's one of your favorite movies?
Comedies. I like comedies. I like to laugh.
You like comedies? Chris
yeah.
Rock.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on today. We had a ball chatting with you. If you're just listening, I'm talking to Coots Knotts. Check out his website, CootsKnotts.com. Also, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys, and become a fan. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook, because I'm giving away some of his CDs. He's on Facebook. Look up Coots Knotts Music. He's also on Twitter. Look up at Coots Knotts. You don't want to miss it. He's going to be at World Cafe Live November 30th at 8 p.m. if you're in Philly. And then he's going to be touring up and down the coast, going up the East Coast and then going down. So you want to stay in tune. Check out his website for his tour dates. Brother, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, you have a wonderful Saturday, and try to stay warm in Philadelphia.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, peace. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday and a great week. I'm going to leave with some Sunny Philadelphia by Koof Knots. You want to become a fan of my show so you can win one of the CDs, Boombox Logic. I'm at Joy Keys on Twitter, and you can look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook. I hope you have a warm Saturday and a great week.
Philadelphia, that's where I spend my days. Small street love and real big dreams. The hipsters rocking they skinny jeans, and the hustlers lurk with their eyes on green. All this blood, the West Philly streets, old city, you'll find them small boutiques. And most of my homies are sneaker geeks. 215, y'all mean the flavor gleam, just lean and take a stroll with us. Kick, push that board and roll one up. Today the sky's shining and we on top. The flies of women in real hip hop. The city's alive, heartbeat to the drum, illuminated by the sun, it's a wonderful time. Illustrious vibes, no lie. Sunny Philadelphia, it shines.
Yeah, turn up that boombox. Crowds flow through every block. Fresh friends and no hot top. Feeling like you can't be stopped. Turn up that boombox. Crowds flow through every block. Fresh friends and no hot top. Feeling like you can't be stopped. The sun is shining bright.
Pen moving and I'm grooving with the clock in my eyes. Time ticks, days slip and the nights fly by. World spinning, I'm living with a hopeful vision. Different thoughts for this mission, jumping off the cliff, free flying, gliding through a realm of new clouds. Finding what's been missing, I listen to premonitions. Looking in the mirror and the tears just piled up. Years of laughter, them empty chapters. Now I'm finding solace in the journey's captured. Laying over music with no theatrics, just facts. Yep, in a beautiful canvas. Covered with a sketch documenting my antics. It speaks volumes. Look beneath the costume. Dig into the soil and watch the beauty blossom. A rare rose that grew from concrete and set free. I finally found me. Peace.